You're listening to the Cosmic Code Podcast for the evolution of consciousness. Here's your host, Vince Kelvin.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Vince Kelvin. This is our weekly call, and this is a very exciting period of time because we are counting the days down towards the world's largest online-only convention, 4 days, the Cosmic Code, a lineup that is there to help you address all major areas of your life. And you know, you often hear me say it's what you do when you feel that you've done it all that makes the difference. I personally like to step up not only when things happen, but a little bit afterwards. What I mean by that, for example, if I have a buddy or a friend that goes through turmoil, I like to not only be there as it happens, I like to be there also for the person afterwards. And this is an interesting period of time right now. I went grocery shopping today, and it reminded me a lot about what happens usually after Thanksgiving, a couple days after Thanksgiving, or a couple days after New Year's, or a couple days after Christmas or the holidays, whatever holiday you celebrate, you know, when everybody transgresses from sharing some love to suddenly it's again, what's in it for me, 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 me. And I personally would love to see people really evolve from this situation. You know, we could sort it in many, 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 many ways, but ultimately here's what to take into consideration. For my humble opinion, and it's only my humble opinion, is humans, we're quite fascinating because we're a species that is self-destructive. We're a species that is on one hand intelligent, but on the other hand, we will quickly do something at the mercy of the greater good. So I think it's important to keep in mind the greater good of all, and hopefully some people are going to evolve from this. I'm personally super excited because I think that right now it's the time when we can really, really, truly make a difference as we will eventually come out of this and other matters will come into play. You know, life is life. What we will witness, it's always the same thing, three categories of people. Some people are troublemakers no matter what may happen. The majority will follow. And then some people that are a force for good no matter what. So it's important that we really evolve at a personal standpoint, at a global standpoint. You know, you hear stories, for example, in Europe, some places they reopen McDonald's. So people waiting in their cars for 3 hours to go get a fucking burger. Who am I to judge? You know, you could follow me with a camera on a daily basis and find plenty of things that I can refine that I'm not aware of. But at the same time, is that all that you have learned to run back in line and so on? So I'm committed to make a profound difference at all levels. That's why I'm bringing the Cosmic Code 4 days. If you didn't see the lineup yet, it's absolutely surreal. It's barely the beginning. We're adding people. We're touching on all majors of life. The three main categories are going to be this. Number one, no matter how we feel, even in regular times, it's not easy to manage our emotions, our psyche, to stay connected with our soul, to follow our hearts, and to deal with our own thoughts and to deal with other people. So I've gathered a team of experts to really make sure that we reboot, we resurface, and we feel optimal mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and so on. Second aspect, I've been very lucky. Because in the early 90s, I made the decision to follow my dreams and to work for me. And it wasn't even trendy back then. There were not all those videos. You too want to run your business from home. But I got the message right away. Tony Robbins gave me a hint, and I was, that's the right fucking thing to do. So we're also bringing experts to help you to more and more not depend on a paycheck that may or may not come and depend on other people. And the third area is, hey, our need to connect with other people will always be there. So we need to think outside of the box. So I'm bringing the best of the best, you know, Bad Boy, Discovery, of course, Raj Depardi Bazaar, pioneers like Adam Lyons and Hypnotica, and experts of online dating and so on. So I'm excited. Right now, we're going to look at questions, and also we are going to take questions live. So let's see what we got. It's going to take me just a sec to open them on my computer. Beautiful questions today. So the first one that came was, can you dive into the concept of using what is already there to benefit in any situation? Do remember that before anything else, awareness is key. And Tony Robbins once said, I'm quoting him a lot today, but you know, he's somebody who set a standard for everybody. Awareness of itself is often curative. The moment we become aware of something and a real awareness of it, oftentimes because we are already fully equipped, then the rest follows naturally. So we need to relearn how we truly learn. And simply through awareness, right here and right now, no matter who we are, where we're at, and what we're doing, the majority of our experience is orchestrated by an inner intelligence. Even when I move my lips, what allows my lips to move? I don't know for sure. Yes, I can tell my jaw is moving. I can decide to move my jaw. But there's all sorts of little connection, brain connection, nerves, and so on, that even the finest experts on the planet, they can break it down, but only to some degree. And no one can really say, but what is it that activates that? And what allows you to hear and register what I'm saying? So it's already all within. For me, my starting point is, I remind myself, I've been exposed to systems. I like to see the plus in everything and find a gift everywhere. So I'm very grateful that I did most of my schooling in Switzerland, and it equipped me quite well for life. Then I went to college in America. So there's a plus. The minus would be that we presuppose that only through that can we learn, and we underestimate existing functions that, strangely and funny enough, are constantly there. The majority of my experience, your experience, our experience right now is happening automatically. All the little nerves, even when we walk, what decides how the knee is going to move and the velocity and the direction and all of that? So it's already there. It's within us. And all the basics that we've learned them unconsciously. That is fascinating. So personally, I find that if I ponder on that just a second, first, I feel that I can rely on that inner intelligence a lot more. And oftentimes it's when we forget about that and we think we have to figure it all out ourselves, and we try to overly dissect, and we don't remember that, hey, that force is taking care of your body right now. Then next, okay, we spend so much time on our phones. You have a pause for a second, and you pretend that you've never seen this before, and you start to ask, okay, I can see them, they can see me. How is a picture reproduced right there on a screen that's right in front of me, when in fact they are miles away or continents away? So I think it's all around us, but suddenly, we get a little overly concerned that we may or may not, and we get caught into mental loops, and we also respond to conditioning telling us that we better clean our room, or we were not so good at that discipline, and if we didn't change, we would not amount to anything in life, and we needed to be more serious, and all of that. That's happened a lot. See, the key to conditioning is repetition. So imagine how much repetition we had throughout the years of people hammering all those things, and it doesn't matter what, they were well-intended. They did the best with what they had at the time, so we're not going to go back in the past and blame somebody or something or a system, you know? We're going to feel blessed that we are way more equipped than we know it. So that's my starting point to answer the question. Can you dive into the concept of using what is already there to your benefit in any situation? So right there, a simple reminder. What I pay attention to, because I think that to really redirect the quality of your life, it takes paying attention and knowing what to pay attention to. So first, I know that it's not abnormal that life is not designed, and I'm not designed to only and always be on track and know everything and do everything absolutely perfectly. It would be so fucking boring. So I give myself a little slack. I remember that I'm a human amongst humans, and that also helps me to deal with other people better. You know, that attachment to perfection, if you think about some of the most rigid and anal people you've ever met who would blame you for the smallest little things and constantly say, you didn't do that and you should do this, and you, we can do that to ourselves and we cannot constantly do that to others. So from that place, I'm going to pay attention to when is it that I deviate a little bit and I start to operate from a false assumption that I may not be able to have, that I may not be okay. And maybe it's going to take a little time. Maybe I'm still in need of uncovering a couple pieces. But I remain patient with it all, and I pay attention to when I deviate a little bit. And now I just remind myself that most of what I'm experiencing and my birth and my growth beyond that and all the processes within my body, there's a force and an intelligence that operates them. If it's within me, then it's part of me. Maybe that's what people call the higher self. So it's already there, and I think the difference is when we forget and we start to want to micromanage everything out of our concern that we may not be okay, then we just simply remind ourselves, hey, think about everything that's being taken care of for you right now. And this was not the case in my 20s, nor my 30s, nor my 40s. But mid-40s, I started to rely more and more on a higher intelligence. And now what I do each day, I say, guide me with this. And of course, a higher intelligence of your choice, you know, because there, the next pitfall is that some systems there too have been imposed on us, and they were not the most thrilling, fun, juicy ones. So I like to redesign my personal sense without pushing it onto anybody else of what is that higher intelligence. Okay, so for me, it's a goddess known as Aphrodite. She's sexy, she's fun, and she's not going to judge me for anything. I hope you find some richness in this. It's already here. Remind yourself also, it's already here. We get a little confused because it's a paradox. We are already fully equipped and totally capable, but we may not be in possession of all the answers. And even if we are, it may not be a process that happens in one shot. Make me successful in my business now. Bring me a girl now. Bring me a man now. Okay? So we must blend the two and balance the two, and they're already balanced, never search too far, between I'm totally capable, all that I need is within me already, and now it may take a little time, and I'm going to uncover new formulas that I haven't tapped into yet that already exist, and reassure yourself more and more and more. Self-relation is the art, first and foremost, to constantly reassure yourself. But in the silence of our mind, it's not always obvious. It's not like somebody next to you shouting at you. Sometimes it's a subtle little impression without even any words. So pay attention to your little fluctuations. Do not judge them at all, at all. and be the first voice within you to go, hey, that's okay. We're going to get this. Be patient. It's coming together. You got this. It's already within you, and so on. The next question is from our brother Andrew, and he was listening to an old drill CD of mine, and you want to get better at putting them hope and doubt. Well, the evolution was that basically it doesn't matter so much about putting people in that place and so on, because there's kind of a mirror effect. What you focus on is finding it within you, and naturally it will have the desired impact on the outside. So it's not about putting the other person at a place of hope and doubt. First, it's about identifying what we do when we don't pay attention to it. And guys, what they tend to do is to be merchant of hopes towards women. First, they give the woman hope. Why? You look good. Why? You're great. Why? You this. And then they also make false promises, and they also give themselves too much hope. Okay? If you really genuinely, truly pay attention to, and I'm going to talk about paying attention in just a moment, pay attention to it, then we are basically fueling too much hope. We go, hey, maybe that girl, she's great. What could I say? How could I get her? And it's an imbalance. We should also, by doubt, I know doubt is a strong word. It's a good blend of word, play of word, hope and doubt. But it's more about making sure that you don't overly rush, that you contemplate both the pluses and the minuses. And women have an edge towards us. Not all of them, but very often, a girl, if she meets a guy, what do you hear? You know, I was telling a buddy of mine today, who's a personal trainer. I know at the time of this recording, we're not spending time in actual physical gyms. But whenever I'm at the gym in regular times, and I shouldn't even say regular time, because time is time, and there's chicks, two girls working out, every time I know what they're going to talk about. One of them is going to tell the other one that she met this guy, but she's not sure. Okay? So that's oftentimes the starting point of women, and props to them for that. Because, you know, you don't want to rush into something that's reinforcing scarcity. So the well-seasoned businessman, the person who's a little bit more seasoned in life, I remember in my 20s, I wanted a car so fucking bad that I made the mistake to sell myself on it. I should have checked the car better. But I wanted a car right now, and that car looked cool. It was a paint job that was sparkly. It looked badass. But I should have looked underneath the hood. And I did the work for the other person. I was just hope. I was hoping I was going to get this car. And I was hoping that everything going to go well. And I sold myself into a piece of shit. Today, if I was to inquire for a car, you know, I just did a phenomenal business negotiation. And I dragged it through 3 entire weeks to contemplate the pluses and the minus. At all points, I was very pleasant. That doesn't mean that you should be harsh and so on. But it's really an inside job to reestablish. See, the dynamic is off from the get-go. There's a couple exceptions. Some women can be also desperate, but who wants the desperate girl? No woman should want the desperate man, okay? And you wouldn't want the woman who wants the desperate man. That'd be double the desperation. So women from the get-go, we can learn that from them. They're open, but not so open. Why? Because they're under the impression, but it's just an impression, it's not the truth, that they have a little more supply. They don't even think of it that way. If a woman is listening right now, I don't need you to agree with me right now, because this is just the dissecting of it, and you haven't dissected it. But just so we know, it's a rebalancing. So if you want, which was the next question, what is a pickup or seduction artist? How do we become more aware to create instant attraction? It starts, a big element of it is a rebalancing. First, The word attraction has in it traction. An example of traction, the other day I witnessed a bus being towed. The truck that was towing the bus was not as big as the bus, but you could tell that it had a lot of horsepower. It looked super heavy. It looked like there were plates of concrete on the back and the tires. It had like 3-4 rows of tires. So that which is going to attract must be of greater proportion in one way or another than that which it's going to attract. Okay? So right there, the dynamic oftentimes is you can't have somebody appreciate you more than you appreciate you. And even if they do, then you will quickly dismiss that, and at best you'll have a short little romance that's going to go nowhere because you're insecure. So right there, it's an inside job as well, okay? You have to reach that place where you so approve of yourself, you so appreciate you, that it's more attractive, it's truly attractive. Would you find it attractive if somebody goes, yeah, I like myself? A girl says, oh, I don't know, you know, and now the guy buys into her and he starts to doubt himself. So you have to be certain that you make phenomenal headways to know that all the love, the admiration, all that you could seek on the outside, find it within, and the outside will be a plus. Your dealings with people, your partnerships in business and so on, they will be a plus, and now you're the independent man. Okay? Women want to be independent. So you're really independent men. Independent men doesn't mean you're always alone and you're a loner and you never get any advice anywhere. Not at all. Independent men means I don't depend on the approval of others. I don't depend on the love of others. I don't even depend on the support of others because I know those things are within me. And now the further I uncover them, they're already there. It's just uncovering those things. The next part of attraction is, if we're more into the other person than they are into us, we're going to be more attracted to them than they are attracted to us. Now, we're men, so we're fast. I know it. I'm grocery shopping today. Everybody's wearing like masks and so on. Suddenly, a girl is wearing high heels and a skirt. I'm the first guy there to kind of look at that. And I'm well aware. The difference is self-awareness, so I'm aware of it. So it's going to happen, but we need to be more high value. You know, throughout the years we talked about how do you demonstrate your own value. I got nothing to demonstrate when I know. And we got to know that with pure value already, the simple fact that you are you for you, that's value. You're the most valuable person to you ever. How do we know? If you're not there, well, good luck. You without you, that means no you. So you're everything to you. That's tremendous value. And then it's also about embracing abundance. You don't have to have it right away. You know, if we played the silly game between men and women, suddenly, okay, let's have a contest. We're going to go down the street, and for you, every guy that passes, you go, hey, do you want to fuck? No, I'm not a prostitute. I'm clean. You want to see my test? I did a test today. And I got a little room over there. Do you want to go? Yeah. And now we had guys say, hey, I'm not a male prostitute. You want to go? You want to fuck right now? I got a little room right there. Okay? So how the dynamic, we know exactly what would happen. Okay? So it's about rebalancing those things. Core attraction is when you're self-sufficient and you're self-reliant, but you're pleasant. Your lifestyle is phenomenal. You've covered so much ground that you will score higher in any possible direction. You want to have fun. You want to get a little crazy. You want to get a little, like, bizarre. You want to get super wise. You want to get genuine. You want to get real. You want to open. I will score higher in any level. So it's the sum total of all those things. The obsession of the newbie is always to think that there's one thing you can do. And we blend the two questions. The more you recognize you already have that within you. You already are doing that. But heads up also and warning, okay? If we want phenomenal results, we hear not as a group of people who go, hey, how was your day? It was all right, man. What are you doing? Nothing. What about you? No, not much. Well, you're going to watch a little TV? Yeah, me too. All right, man. That was good talking. I hope everything is good for you. We're not that. If people want to be that, that's their choice. We're not that. So we need to know. We got to measure in new ways. So for me, all the mentions that I make, if you're studying with me, especially if you're doing it long term, know that I'm not talking about the extreme example. I'm talking about the 0.3%. Always remember that even if it's minimal, see, if you're quite self-assured, but, well, that but is going to be as costly to you and your attraction as termites will be to a house. Termites, those tiny little creatures, can run down. See, right now, we know a virus can affect the economy. A virus can put the world on hold. That's pretty fucking crazy. Okay? So become very intrigued about, yeah, you love yourself. We know that. But what would it be like if you love yourself even more? And it's fine-tuning all of those to flip the dynamic around. If you're in the presence of a woman and you're totally fond of yourself without being arrogant about it, because arrogance, it's not really self-love. It's the opposite. Okay? You trust yourself to some degree. You have no problem also being a human, so you're not only trying always to do things perfectly and freak out the moment something goes all off. You know that life will fluctuate, and you could be with her, but at the same time, you got you. You're fine. So make further headways. I think I personally answer those questions each and every single day, but I'm answering them from the place, so, hey, this is the, I've been through the place where you want to go. This is how you get here. No, not the bridge. You're going to fall. That's a dead end. Take that little path over there. What little path? No, what I'm talking about, my question. No, that's not, we're not, trust it, okay? So every day, those questions, I've heard them for 25 years, similar questions, the question about attraction, and so I'm answering them every single day. We're going to take a live question in just a moment. Reframe a question from Mo. Reframe going through stages of grief in NLP language. Well, grief is a big word. We got to know that popular psychology can very easily serve as an excuse also. You know, for example, there are people who went through atrocity. You know, there's people who went through war and their buddies didn't make it back. Their buddies exploded next to them. So after that, they come back and they've killed quite a few people. They've witnessed death next to them. They even maybe helped people dying. And now they come back and they have post-traumatic stress. Okay. Now you have same people who may say, well, at that company, they didn't treat me very well. I may have post-traumatic stress. So we got to watch out. You know, grief is a strong word. And yet, at the NLP standpoint, I'm going to go beyond NLP. I love the hierarchy that the Hicks had suggested, the law of attraction, the founders of it. After that, it became a trend that people diss it or people just reframe it and so on. But I love what they had said. Okay, it's a progression. I think that first stage is denial. Okay. We saw it when we started to find out that they were going to shut down the majority of places in the world. At first we were, no, it's in another country. Don't listen to the news and so on. And I'm still one who says don't really listen to the news, but that's my choice, okay? That element of denial. Then after that, when we realize, oh, shit, it's real. Wow. There's the next level is distress. Depression, repression. Then it's a phenomenon of repression. It's usually followed by anger. And anger is another big word. You know, for example, a person could be angry on the inside and go, why, God, man, that fucking sucks. While another one can be, oh, fuck that shit, man, I've had it. Okay? But anger, what I loved, what they said is it's a step upward because now we're no longer repressing, we're expressing, okay? And then from there, there's a sense of hope. Now I like to connect that with what I said initially, we must watch out because we can't rely on the behavior of most people around us if we want real results that are above and beyond in life. And I think that to also tap into higher virtues, and for only one reason, for you. We all do it in our own ways. But personally, I think the greatest gift I can give to myself is the gift of genuinely finding myself being a better and a better person. Sure, I also love the reward in the world, but those people who only chase in the world and they would go to any length to get what they want, and they will backstab their buddy, and they will omit the greater good so they can get what they want, that is self-destruction, and that is not higher intelligence, and that's an endangerment to the entire species. So tap into your own sense of virtues, and I think that in terms of feeling attractive, you know, for me it's funny because the times when I do best, whether it's in business, in helping others, all levels of my life, or attraction with women, it's times when I clean house. I have witnessed things like, for example, it dawned on me. I had a moment of just really doing a lot of self-work, deep change and so on. Suddenly, I'm outside a hotel in San Francisco. It's 6 a.m. because we've been at it all night. I got my bodyguard next to me who looks like a badass, and the guy would live in South Central in Los Angeles. I'm wearing sunglasses at 6 a.m. I'm smoking a cigarette. I got a rock star, and we're all decked up, and we're still chit-chatting. A mother that's early passes with a stroller with her child. Honestly, I would recommend any mother, you don't know those guys, so pass a little bit to the side. She passes, and she gives me a beautiful smile and a nod of recognition. I could tell that she could tell that I had done a lot of self-work. So we got to watch the impatience right now. That's the number one enemy, okay? Patience is the greatest of all virtues. I'm saying this because I know. You want to snap an opportunity. You're almost there. It sounds like you're going to have a beautiful night of lovemaking with a girl, to stay conservative, depending who is listening, not to say fuck or have the greatest motherfucking sex you could think of. You get a little impatient, it's probably going to break. So suddenly, we are now exposed to some people getting a little impatient. And being impatient also is the number one cock blocker in your success. So know that after that, the true cycle of grief, for it to really evolve, is that it comes in little cycles. We got to understand cycle. So when we get from hope, the pitfall would be to, after that, assume, oh, everything is okay, out of our addiction once again to know that everything is okay. Most likely, there will be a little denial involved. So it repeats itself. It's a little lighter. It's like a sound that's fading. It's like an aftershock. And we can be in denial, because if we are in denial, we again are going to then be in a form of repression. And then we're going to have to rise up through anger to finally get back to hope. So know that those cycles tend to loop, and you go through them each new time, and know that there's that higher intelligence within, and you rely on it. And it's not a religious thing. It's not even a spiritual thing. You know, it's funny because we tend to always like have stuff right in front of us, and we don't see that phenomenal. How a computer? I dare even an IT to go all the way. There's going to be a point where the best IT on the planet are going to be, and this is how you wire it, and this, and this is that. But how is it possible for an image to travel? How is it possible for an image to be duplicated at the same time somewhere else on the planet? Well, it's because the white... No. I know that. I mean, I don't know, but you just told me. But what allows that? That's what I want to hear about. So it's right in front of us, and it's within us. And the funny thing is that the preoccupation, the ego, will be preoccupied about that person, that one thing. Usually it's the same thing every single motherfucking day. If we weren't really evolved, there's going to be a preoccupation with people. And it's not always going to be the same person. And some it will be mild, like, ah, that person was a little rude. Some it will be, ah, it's been a few days that it's weird with that person. And it's probably also going to be, ah, and that one person in my family, they've always been like that. So it has to do with people. It has to also do with something we should do, we want to do, but somehow we're not doing it. It has to do with something we don't want to do, we shouldn't do, and we're doing it. And then it also has to do with little fluctuations in our moods and also, well, our thoughts bothering us. And we can repeat that every single day and be agitated, or we can say, hey, he is all of that. I turn to that intelligence within me to help me remember that I'm bigger than any of this. So much bigger, and let me ease a little bit and let me stop pretending that I'm not in fear. When, why would we have a little hang up with somebody? Because if we're afraid, that because of that little hang up with that person, we're not going to be okay. So the majority of our time, we're concerned that we're not going to be okay. And we suffocate ourselves when we could make greater headways. Okay, so in the description of this recording, you will find a link to the Cosmic Code Convention. I'm doing one more thing with the Cosmic Code Convention. You know, I want to be very honorable, and 4 entire days with over 30 world experts in business, social art, online game, all aspects of spirituality, from meditation to shamanism to energy work, you name it, with entertainers, with also hustlers, people that have chosen a very peculiar career and they've really thrived. For anybody that doesn't want to follow the protocol of business, you can succeed outside of it too, and there's no protocol. It's about what we create. So I'm keeping the price super reasonable so everybody can attend. It's going to be 4 days, and the timing is better than ever. Make no mistake, okay? First, it's going to be a little more gradual. We're going to be okay. We're always okay, but it's going to be a little more gradual. And some things are never really going to return the same, and some things are going to return, and some things are going to surprise us. So, you know, instead of being preoccupied with this, instead of debating, well, it should be this way, it should be that way, hey, the difference between the things you cannot change and the thing you can change, do one thing, prepare. For me, my core question after 30 years of helping people with all majors of life, my core answer is I could debate with the small stuff. I got to take care of it, but it will also take care of itself. And my ultimate success and well-being is not only dependent on that little relation with that person and this and that. That I will take care of it more easily and naturally when I don't sweat it with those matters. But the primary focus, the bigger picture is prepare, 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 grow, prepare, prepare, refine, grow. That's your life insurance while you're alive. Okay, I can take one quick question. So it's an absolute must, the Cosmic Code. I'm excited. This is really from the heart. You know, I'm spending 12, 14 hours working on it every day. But, you know, I want to rally everybody, and I want us to, you know, it's also going to be important for anybody who's at the Cosmic Code. The dates are June 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. Make it be a landmark. Make it be like New Year's time 4. Because the question is this. At the time that you hear this recording, would you genuinely say that you're more optimistic, you're more excited about your life, the possibilities, the options, your dreams, and this year being your best year ever? Are you now more excited than you were on January 1st, 2020? It's normal. I wouldn't trust the guy who would say, yeah, I'm more excited now than I was. I would say, really? I think you like to say that. But if you really, 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 really want to be more excited, you need a serious reboot. We all need a serious motherfucking reboot. And 4 days with experts as a landmark, we gather together the Avengers, the power of it, like-minded people. We do it online and we decide, okay? After that, this is as if we dust it off. We become wiser, we become stronger, we become greater, and make it happen. So I'm open to taking one last question, but we don't have to. It's entirely up to you. I feel we covered so much very, very rich ground. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast and also listen to the one I just did with my buddy, the comedian Rocco. That podcast is surreal because at first you're going to think, okay, they're going to talk about comedy. But genuinely, of all the people that I know, he's right there at the top, maybe even number one at the level of a multidimensional man, the person who's as real as can be, as alpha as can be, as wise as can be, and as efficient as can be, and also as entertaining as can be. So I open the floor for a few seconds. If there's one more question, if we want to expand on some of what I've said.
That's great.
We could barely hear. Okay, go for it.
Okay, so I want to be super good at dropping something instantly, like a little tension on the inside or any disturbance to what is the ideal state. And as soon as noticing, be super good at, boom, instantaneously dropped. Could we just cover that real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me help you with that. Watch with the language. Being super good. Okay? There we got to watch out. The number one recommendation is if you want a different result than most people get, don't talk like them. There, it's a misconception. Because when we started with the question, how can we be aware and utilize more of the resources we already have? The moment we make that statement, I want to be super good, it presupposes that we are not already capable of it right here and right now. It's also a little bit rigid. Life is more fluid. We can't try to fit a circle in a square, okay? So, or vice versa. So know that for a long time, I would make those statements. I want to never do this. I want to always. I just want to do this. When life is like navigation, imagine. It would be foolish for a sailor to go, I want this boat to only go straight. I want the weather to always stay the same. Yeah, yeah, the weather may change tomorrow. The boat is going to stir and be more committed to the art of navigation. Let go also of the concept of good for certain things. That food is real good. Watch, don't touch this. I think that food is bad. Wow, this piano player is really good. Yeah, but right there, we kind of subconsciously re-triggering that silly aspect of classification in school. See, education is beautiful. Being exposed to systems is wonderful. The only challenge is when humans start to evaluate the potential of other people from the standpoint that you don't know how that person is going to evolve. At no point, because if you really observe life, in the big picture, there's so many people that didn't appear so promising initially that went on to have spectacular lives, okay? And vice versa. And for some, it was a rise and a fall and a rise and a fall. So life is dynamic. It's the rigidity of the request that we make on ourselves that tends to come in the way. So for me, I would know it's navigation. And it's also evolution. So I remember, I give you an example at the level bombarded by text, at the level of pickup. I remember one day I had a conversation with this guy and I went like, you know what? For me, it doesn't matter who the girl is. I'm at ease. It doesn't matter. So here I am making that cocky proclamation in the morning. At night, I go to a celebrity hangout in Hollywood, and there I am by the entrance. I'm doing my thing. I'm feeling at home. You know, I know all the staff there. I know a lot of people. I'm there in the company of a celebrity. Suddenly arrives in the parking lot, and you can really see it well from the entrance, an SUV with, I think, another SUV in front and so on. Some seriously hardcore, badass bodyguards that top-notch. They don't look like thugs. They look like Secret Service. Come out. A gorgeous blonde dressed in red comes out. A second gorgeous blonde dressed in red comes out. And if you ever seen the movie, it's all old for some of you, Austin Powers, when he goes like, twins, Basil, twins. Suddenly I realized, twins. And no, it didn't stop there. A third one. Triplets looking like 12s,
dressed spectacular, surrounded by security. In that moment, I felt unease. I wanted to go, but I felt the unease. That was a powerful lesson. I know you guys, and you want to know what happened afterwards. I did go interact with them, and I did do it tactfully by first starting with the one security guy that seemed the most open. And I made sure that I was seen also first, that I was seen chatting with the maitre d', that I was seen and I requested a better table. But that's not my point. My point was that I understood that day, hey, if you think today you have it all together and nobody is bothering you, you're in for a surprise. Before you know it, it's going to be a different angle, okay? So let go. It's an addiction. It's fear. We cannot want to be safe because we're afraid to not be okay. We want to be safe from a different perspective. So I can make you the promise that within the next 72 hours, someone, somewhere, something, somehow is going to stir me. And that's not a problem. So now navigation will be, when it does happen, I'm no longer going to be as stirred. If anything, I'm going to get excited because that's the next level, like a video game. And then from there, you have to remember that at any given time, you have the power to remember that you're free. If you focus on letting go, if something is burning real bad, we will let it go if we realize that it's burning us. But if something is not that painful, then we're better off focusing on what would replace it. And then it's all about our core equation. Because all that we do, we still do it at the core because we think it's our best bet. So ponder a lot. Begin to realize what is the cost of being stirred. This morning I was getting a package downstairs from my building. Somebody was obstructing the way. I asked them genuinely if I could quickly grab my package, and they refused. In that moment, I just went all gangster with them. I was surprised. After that, you know, if I look back at my day, it costed me a little bit of energy. So why? So now I once again remind myself, hey, the greater equation is every time you sweat it with those things, you are working against yourself. When we register what is really better for us, we change instantly. So if I backtrack, what's using the common language? Better language and not better. Wait a minute. Let me backtrack. See, I'm correcting myself because I shouldn't say better language. More optimal language would be, I want to become more aware of my existing abilities to remember that I'm free at any given time, so I easily and naturally don't buy into things. And if I do, I want to become aware that I can work with it, its navigation, versus I want to be really good at this, I want to be really good at that. Okay? The second thing is, don't make it rigid. Remember, it's navigation. Okay, so you're less surprised. And it's not only navigation, it's evolution. Meaning if you get your entire life in order and all your relationships with other people are impeccable, before you know it, somewhere something is going to stir us again. Another reason why we must prepare. See, somebody may say, oh, the worst is behind us. I think we're going to be good. Maybe we won't be able to do as much this summer as we would normally. We'll still try to sneak in and still do our thing because we're so impatient and we're thinking about us, and I wanted to have fun this summer. Okay? And, well, realize that the moment this will be fine, there's going to be something else somewhere and so on. Okay? So that's why, prepare. And then know that the moment it comes, we all at the core, my own, if somebody was to say, well, Vince Canville, you're fairly well trained, you're not a doctor, but what would be your diagnosis as part of the human struggle? I would say an underestimation of the ability that we have at any given time to redirect our course rapidly, instantly, simply because it's invisible. So we tend to sit on the problem and repeat it and buy into falseness. So right there, remember that you could go 3, 2, 1, let it go, and train yourself. And if we backtrack, trust the training, because 3 years ago in Aphrodite Sprints for about 3 months, 90 days, that was the sole message. Train yourself 3, 2, 1 to let go. Do it with all the small things until you become more aware that even if it felt so big, so bothersome, it's an illusion. and become a ninja at that level, but ease and know that it's a process of evolution. And then shift also with moments during your day, I finish with this, where it's not and only about, oh, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. It's about witnessing pure beingness and being extremely, extremely, extremely grateful. You know, it's cliche, but sometimes you need to hear something 1,000 times until you realize, you know what, maybe some people that told me about that, they did not tap into it the way I wanted and so on, but we all do much better when we become very, very, very grateful, and we have so many reasons to be grateful right here and right now. I'm Vince Kelvin. Thank you, brothers. If there's any sisters listening, I so appreciate you, and go to CosmicCodeConvention.com and secure your ticket ASAP. 4 days, you'll get the recording as well, and there's more surprises coming up. There's a couple of mystery guests that we're going to reveal very, very, very soon, and more entertainers. And be wise, and do remember everything that you're looking for on the outside, the approval, the love, the admiration, and all of that. Find it within, so this way everything else will be a plus. You got you, and that's already everything. Good night, good day, whenever, wherever you're at. Much love.
To experience the magic of the world's largest online convention ever, go to CosmicCodeConvention.com.